Yeah, I think the Attorney General and U.S. Attorney Durham are both very interested in how this whole sordid affair began. So the four targets, let's just go with Flynn. All right, you're going to put a general under counterintelligence investigation by the world's premier law enforcement agency. Why? What is the factual predicate where you think you have the power to put him under counterintelligence investigation for being an agent of Russia? What was it? I mean, did he read a Chekhov novel? Did he watch Dr. Zhivago? Why did you put Michael Flynn under counterintelligence investigation? I think that's what Durham and Barr are getting at, is none of these investigations were sufficiently factually predicated. And if that's true, then you're going to see a clamping down on the power that we've given the FBI. And it's about damn time.
Do you think we'll see prosecutions?
No, ma'am. No, I was talking to a federal prosecutor on the way over here, but we have got to not only associate accountability with prosecutions. I think being a terrible FBI agent and treating people unfairly, maybe it ought to be a crime, but I don't think it is a crime. What the takeaway is, the next time the FBI says, hey, we'd like to talk, tell them no. Say, when you clean up your act, when you quit trying to get people fired and see what you can get away with, we'll start treating you like a dispassionate law enforcement agency. But until then, no thanks. We're done talking with you.